President Trump is on the road tonight making a new push on the cost of living, touting progress, lowering prices. But in battleground Pennsylvania, we found there's still a lot of frustration. Garrett Hake is there for us tonight.
Tonight, with polls showing Americans' unhappiness with President Trump's handling of the economy, he's hitting the road, touting his record.
So you're getting lower prices, bigger paychecks. We're getting inflation. We're crushing it.
The president visiting battleground Pennsylvania, a state he flipped red last year, with a campaign promise to lower prices. The state's Democratic governor says he's failed.
The American people are seeing prices go up. They're feeling it.
Tonight, the president firing back.
But Democrats talking about affordability is like Bonnie and Clyde preaching about public safety. And they are really truly the enemy of the working class when they do it.
The White House touting progress. Americans' wages are rising while gas prices are falling. Now less than $3 per gallon for the first time in 4 years. But grocery prices are up 1% since January. Coffee up 15%.
All right, Garrett joins us now live. And Garrett, the White House tonight also revealing their strategy for the midterms.
Yeah, Tom, Chief of Staff Susie Wiles says even though the president won't be on the ballot, he will be on the campaign trail because of his ability to turn out voters who might otherwise stay home. She says he'll be campaigning like it's 2024. That news welcomed by many Democrats who believe the president fires up their voters, too.